bonjour, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bonjour,
Nana Bonjour,
podcast about Ojibwe language
and culture.
I am Nana Bonjour, and with me once again today, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Ikadon Bonjour, Winnie Mushane. Say hello, my sweetheart.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
And today, you know, I was thinking we'd be a good Ojibwe word of the day.
What's that?
Let's talk about Bagwajanini.
Oh, huh?
Bagwajanini. Wild man. Bagwajanini. You know, a lot of these old timers in the Ojibwe language, they'll refer to a wild man. A wild man in the woods. Some people call him Sabe. Some people call him Sasquatch.
Yeah, huh?
Some people even call him Bigfoot. Because he leaves a big footprint, huh, sweetie?
Yeah, he sure does.
But our word today, Bagwajanini, means wild man. Because this term, you know, the popular term for Bigfoot has always been Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a Salish word for a woodland wild man, Sasquatch. And in our way, when we talk about, you know, a tall guy who leaves the big footprints in the snow.
Yeah.
With all covered in hair.
Right.
We usually refer to him actually as Sabe. Sabe is a symbol for honesty in the seven grandfather teachings.
Oh.
But popular mythology, you know, what TV and stuff kind of shows is a wild man, a hairy wild man who lives out in the woods.
Sure does.
And, you know, he's hardly ever filmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll see him just for a minute. And they call him the wild man. Bagwajanini. He's a wild man. But, you know, I sometimes wonder just how wild is Bigfoot.
Huh.
Because actually, here's another little things I learned. Did you know that Bigfoot used to be a chief?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. There was a chief Bigfoot.
No way.
In the 18th century, there was an Ogama, a chief.
Huh.
Named Mamungo, what was it? Mamungezade. Chief Mamungezade. He was Chief Bigfoot. But I don't think he was that Bigfoot.
No.
But yeah, we actually had a chief named Chief, but I think that was just because he had big feet. But anyway, sweetie, you know what I was thinking we should do?
What's that?
Can we maybe get Bigfoot on the line and ask him what he wants to be called?
Oh, sure. I can just Google his number.
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang on here. Oh, la, 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 Bigfoot. Home or cell? Should I call his home number?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. It's ringing. Hi, Bigfoot. It's Natasha from the Nana Bonjour show. Yeah, you want to be on the radio? Okay, hang on. All right, he's on line two.
Hoka, hey, bonjour, Bigfoot. Welcome back to the show. Hello, Nana Bonjour. How are you today? Oh, I'm doing really well. How are you? Oh, I'm doing just great. Say, I wanted to ask you a question. We were talking about you on the show this morning. Oh, how can I help you, Nana Bonjour? Well, I was wondering, first of all, what do you want to be called? Do you like the term Bigfoot? You can call me Sabe. Sabe. All right, so Sabe, that's closer to Miss Sabe, huh? Yeah, that's right. It's sort of short for giant. All right. So you don't think of yourself as a Bagwajanini? A wild man?
A wild man? No, not at all. I was sitting here sipping my tea. I'm not wild at all. You know, it's the movies. They make me look so uncultured.
Yeah, you know, you're not really what I expected. All right, well, hey, I'm going to let you go. We got to wrap the show up.
All right, well, thank you so much. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. There you go, folks.
Bye.
Sabe, Bigfoot. And he doesn't sound very wild to me. All right. Well, hey, sweetie, you want to send us out?
Sure. Well, everybody, there you have it. Me Gwench Bizadawi, thank you for listening to Bujou Nanabujou, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha, and this is Nanabujou.
Bujou.
And I will see you again.
Gigawaba Min.
Minowa.
Oh, what?